Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepôt and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns one of the world's busiest ports, airports, and airlines. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled The Different Aspects of God, delivered on September 27, 1994 in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Dear Master, near my home there are a group of stray dogs, 15, running around. If I alert the council and they terminate the dogs, I would feel responsible for that death. If I do nothing and someone gets attacked by these dogs, I would also feel responsible for my inaction to prevent. In addition, more dogs will be produced until it becomes a big problem. How do I solve this dilemma? I thank your graceful wisdom.
Is there any dog's home in Singapore? Yes? Then why don't you contact with the dog's home? Which receive dogs and take care of them? And they will take care of them. They don't take care? They put them to sleep? Poor dogs, huh? I don't know, really. You have to do what you think is the best, alright? I don't know if the dogs are vicious or the dogs are kind. Some people just take dogs home and take care of them. In Hong Kong, we have many dogs also running around like that. And there's one person. He took care of them. They don't take them home. They just put them in a land somewhere, you know, a friend's land. And then he built a kind of primitive shelter. And every day he jogs around and bring food for them. In Hong Kong Center, we used to have a stray dog also. From where, I don't know. She came to our meditation center. And so she gets vegetarian food. All right. No problem. Mostly wild dogs, except when they're sick, they don't attack the passerby. Mostly only the dog has the owner that attacks. Because they have to protect their property. And they know where is their property. When you trespass, he will bite you. With the wild dog, if they're sick, probably they will. But I cannot judge, but I haven't seen the dogs. Use your own intelligence.
In Singapore, there is a proposal for a law on the living will. A living will is a document which tells the doctor when a patient wants treatment terminated. The religious bodies in Singapore that have given their views are split on the proposal for a law on the living will, though most support the idea. Dear Master, please advise.
Now, the religious body not exactly representing all the Singaporean people. So why don't the government just ask the people, huh? Ask the Singapore people, right? This Singapore people's business. I cannot mess about with your business. Besides, every case is different. Sometimes people just die for a while, like the story I told you. People die and come back again. One person in America, I told you last time, he was struck by lightning, and the whole body was burned inside out. And he got heart problem, everything, and he couldn't move. He was burned, but then he went to heaven, then gave the choice to leave and carry out some mission and come back to earth again. And he was suffering a lot. He couldn't see the light for many months. He has to wear dark glasses. Not only glasses, but those that you wear when you do the welding. Yes. It's very difficult. But then he stayed alive again. He was in coma for a long time. And recently there was a man in Korea. He just woke up after 6 years in coma. You know that, huh? He just woke up like nothing. Just like wake up from sleep and say hello. So it's very difficult for us to determine whether that person is absolutely useless or whether he will come back again and be a mighty speaker or a useful person for mankind. I'm not a doctor. I'm not also a religious body. Some cases useful, some cases not. And very difficult to pinpoint that this is good, this is not good. Same with a death sentence. If the person really committed the offense, maybe it's justified, even though it shouldn't be that way. Because God said that revenge belongs to me. But even though in that case it may be justified, but sometimes it's not justified at all. Because that person is innocent. But sometimes with evidences and under strong pressure, you know, a person is forced into guilt without doing anything wrong. In that case, it's very difficult. And it's not justified, and nobody can revive again. That's why England now banned the death penalty, because they realized, you know, many times before they had made mistakes and killed the wrong person, killed the innocent person. Sometimes 20 years later, they found out that the person is innocent, it's too late. For example, like that. So I think, whatever it is, just let it be, huh? Let it be naturally. If we can save a person, we save him. If we cannot, if it's time for him to die, I tell you the truth, even if the whole world doctor gather together and want to save him, he will die. If that person is not yet the time to die, even God cannot kill him. That's why many people will die and went to heaven, don't want to come back, but you know, the angel kicked him down. The time is not yet up. Go back there and do something. Learn your lessons. Not yet finished. Think like that. See? You have read many books like that, huh? Of the people who die, sometimes many days, sometimes many hours, went to heaven and get a sermon and learn something and then go back and be good.
Huh? Dear Master, I have several questions still unsolved in my mind. Please be compassionate to solve them for me. If you so often say that Jesus Christ and his disciples were vegetarians at that time, why did Jesus give assistance to St. Peter to catch fish?
Do we always have to talk about fish? Even if Jesus ate fish, why do we have to imitate him? Be your own self. Do something better. Huh? Jesus said to the 12 disciples, they were fishermen. He had to talk in a fishy term. Say, come, throw away your net, follow me. I teach you how to catch men. Alright? So afterward, because they, you know, nostalgia about their job, so Jesus had to say, oh, go and fish, do some fishing. And go give initiation, go gather disciples, go and preach something, catch a big fish. You weren't there, you didn't see any fish from Peter. Why talk like that? Even if I'm wrong, you are not absolutely right. We're both not there. Why bother about about fish now. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about God. Let's come to see God and let the fish stay in the ocean. All right? Because we are free. We are moving in the air. We are moving in Singapore. It's a freedom, democratic country. Nobody catch you and chop your head for nothing. So why you do that to the fish? They have their kingdom. They have their movement, the freedom in the sea. They do nothing harm to our society. But listen there. Well, very simple, huh?
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee change. Of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
If God is full of love, why did God create that big rain and water to finish almost the rest of the human beings which don't believe him to follow Noah?
Because God's very loving, that's why he did it. They want to purify the planet, make a new one. Just like your house, huh? Sometimes it's out of livable condition, so the government tear it down, yeah? Build a new house for you. I'll give you compensation, give you a better living standard, safer dwelling, yeah? Because your house already is so rotten. Anytime it can fall down and hurt you and your family, even though it looks good now, but it is not safe, all right? So sometimes God wipe out everything and build new house again. But because the body is really not that important, for us this is important. For God, he can create 1 million again out of one person if he wants to. So God can create, but God can destroy. It's entirely no problem to him. Just like you can make cars, yeah? Even if it's an expensive Benz and or Volvo, if it's already no use and it could cause car accidents, then the company will, you know, collect it and crush it into powder, yeah, and build another one out of it and add in other better ingredients. Huh? In Singapore, you cannot drive a car more than 10 years, you know that. So that doesn't mean the Singapore government are very cruel. Are not loving to the cars. But this is unsafe for you, unsafe for all the people on the street. Then it will cause accident. So just let God decide what God thinks best. Actually, we cling on to dear life, but we didn't know the life eternal. Therefore, we blame God for our short time on earth, for our sickness, for our physical suffering. But if we know life eternal, actually, our short lifespan of 100 years or 60 years is absolutely nothing. God can always renew our body, give us more beautiful appearance, and the same soul, more beautiful appearance, more beautiful surrounding, more beautiful background for us to thrive, to live on, to develop. If he didn't do that, we're probably still crawling on the earth, killing each other, and roasting each other for lunch. That's what probably they did at the time of Noah. And God just tell them stop, but they don't listen. So they were destroying each other. So God said, okay, let's build a new house. Alright? No problem to him. Huh? They just wave hands and thousands, millions of planets will appear, let alone human beings. Yeah? Don't worry about that. He knows what he's doing. Well, we hope so.
If God is almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, when he created Adam and Eva, why didn't he know that they will betray him and eat that forbidden fruit?
Don't you think he knows?
Yes.
He knows it. That's why he made the apple. But he also knows human psychology. If he told him to eat it, he won't eat it. But if he said, don't eat it, you know, and then both of them are mouth-watering things. It must be something, good that he didn't let us eat. Ah, that's why he eat it. Huh? Oh, he's very clever. Don't worry about this old guy. Like your children, you know? You don't let them get initiation. My children come to me, 3 years old, 4 years old, Mother, can I have initiation? Just because their parents keep telling them, you cannot get it, you're too young yet. You have to be 6 years old, their mother will give you half initiation. So they keep bugging me all the time, you know? Talking to my mother, I'm so small like this. Mother, can you have initiation? The apples is for us, yeah, not for the other. But we learn that we could not sell everything too cheap. And that's why many people, you know, the high class society people, they buy a lot of things, very expensive. It doesn't matter if that things look exactly like your thing, but the name's different, that's important. And sometimes the big company, they buy cheap things from the small company, but with their name printed on it, and they sell more expensive. You know all this. So that God is the biggest salesman. He knows everything about human psychology because he created us. So don't worry about God's mistakes. Only we make mistakes. God doesn't. Huh? He knows. This old guy is very tricky.
If God created all these creatures, then who created God?
Oh, this you have to go and ask God, okay? But that's no problem. That's too far away, huh? Now we have to walk on the road to God's home, and then we can ask him, all right? But step by step, huh? Now you go with me. Now later we can ask him together, who was your parent? Up to now we're too far away from God, so we do other things first. Be practical.
Does this universe have a beginning and an end, like linear? Or this universe has no beginning and no end, like a circle?
It has a beginning and it has an end. But I am afraid we don't live that long to know. Hmm? But we can know that by meditation. Because in meditation knowledge, there is no past, no future, and no present obstruction to us. There's no time obstruction. So then we will see that sometimes the universe rests, and then nothing, no activity. It's just like nothing. And then when it stirs again, then everything springs into activities, like we are experiencing now. All right? But it's not end. It's really not end. It's just an alternative state of the universe. But it's a long sleep and a long awakening, huh? It's not like 24 hours.
Recently, archaeologists found fossils and say it is the missing link of the monkey and human. Do you agree that modern humans evolved from monkeys?
The missing link is because human and monkeys are different, yeah? You see so many monkeys now, yeah? And then no monkey has evolved into human being. Monkey lives longer than men. And not all monkeys are evolved into a human being. God made man truly for mankind's sake. There's no such kind for monkey. Not because God made monkey first and then monkey become man. It's not so. God created many creatures, different kinds, different beings. for different periods of time. So the animals came first, and then later human beings. Some of the monkeys are very intelligent. They're near human intelligence, but by no means can replace men.
Dear Master, I work in a company that kills animals and sells meat for human consumption. Is this bad for my karma, even if I'm not physically involved in the killing? Can I be accepted for initiation if I continue working in the company?
I'm afraid that your conscience will disturb you. And so you can get initiation, and then if you feel very much disturbed, please try to change your job whenever possible for you. Because after the initiation, we became so highly evolved inside and so pure within our spirit that every little contradictory will hurt us. The conscience always be very sharp, so it will feel not right to do it. Actually, all the precepts are not really precepts at all. Just for you, for the guidelines from the beginning. Later on, even if everybody they allow you to kill, you will not do it. And sometimes you use a leather good or fur coat, you will feel very uncomfortable because you can sense the suffering atmosphere still lingering in these goods that you use. So that's the only reason that you probably consider change your job in the near future.
After initiation, if I can't fulfill the 2.5 hours meditation a day, what will happen to me? Please help me. How am I able to do meditation better and better each day? Thank you.
No problem. You do it slowly. You just slowly. You don't have to do it 2.5 hours and straight. You try your best. You have an hour, 1 hour, 20 minutes. Okay. It's good for you. You don't have to bargain with me. If you eat 2 bowls of rice and you're full, you eat only 1 bowl, then you're half full. Okay? What happened to you? You're hungry. Yeah.
Dear Master, you did mention that when one can see lights and hear sounds during initiation, it is an essence of immediate enlightenment and seeing your own true self. What if a person does not have these experiences during initiation? What has happened? And should he continue the meditation? Thank you so much.
Yes, sure. Very rare, but maybe one or two person out of 1,000 they don't have experience. Maybe only have sound and don't have light. Maybe have light only don't have sound. But he will have it in 20 minutes later, or 3 days later, at the most 7 days. This exception. Otherwise, everyone will have. Continue to meditate. You will have it at home. Sometimes you are at the initiation, you don't have, you go home, you have it. Okay? Or 20 minutes later, you sit again in 20 minutes. Okay? The Master will take care. A double blessing. Treble blessings. All the blessings. Yeah? I have to hammer the wisdom eyes, get it open. It's too rusted.
During meditation on the light, the third eye was blinking in the dark. And glittering very fast. Is it the light of the true self of the universe?
Yeah. I don't suppose this is the light from electricity, no? How can the wisdom eye blinking in the dark? It's really poetry. Feels like, huh? Darkness is not really darkness. If you continue, look further, it will become bright.
光是感觉也是在走动，好像在眨眼睛，光在闪，方式对吗？嗯，这个对了，这个叫闪闪的光哈。有时候我们看那个不是很大的光，就闪闪嘛，注意点就会那个光会定了。
因为没注意他才这样闪闪。OK，不过智慧眼不会眨啊。这里不是一个问题，是感谢师父的。他说：“师父，我要谢谢你，非常感激你替我印心，单业障五到九代超生，无缘感激。每每想到师父，我就要哭。”
别哭
啊！师父好伟大，我爱你。
我们永远都爱跟随师父的教育。你是我们学习的对象，我们的理想目标，我们的榜样。我们活着的意义就是要修行，要回家。再次衷心诚挚的感谢师父，好好照顾自己，保重，希望能常见到您。虽然有化身师父，但见到亲身本人的师父，磁场整动力都不一样，那是法喜充满的加持力在空气中，快乐幸福在洋溢。师父晚安，保重，希望在近期一定不再见你。能每次的参加寒期寒山寒市寒食，再见，谢谢。
你可以写一本几个开悟记。I think other people like to hear. They want to hear?
Yes.
Okay. Must be fair, huh?
Master, I very much appreciate his thanks. You initiated me to carry my karma, fight the 9 generations liberated. I appreciate so much that it is speechless. Every time when I think of Master, I start to cry. Oh Master, great Master, I love you. We love you forever, following the Master's teaching. You are our learning model, our ideal, our aim, our example. The meaning of living is to cultivate and go home. Once again, I'm sincerely and faithfully thanking Master. Please take good care of yourself. I wish to see you always. Although with the transformation Master, but seeing the physical Master, the magnetic field and the vibration is different. That is full of Dharma happiness. The blessing and the happiness and peacefulness is filled in the air. Master, good night. Take care. Wish to see you again. I'm able to join the retreats, the 3 days retreat, 4 days, 7 days, 10 days. Goodbye.
And that person can write a book of immediate enlightenment. Very poetic, huh? Chinese people are very poetic at heart. And actually, they're not bad for businessmen. Huh? They take care of each other. Just doesn't matter who you are. If you can speak a little Chinese, they think that you're Chinese. And they will help you. That's why everywhere the Chinese go, they help each other. And they become prosperous together and become the envy of many citizens of different country. But they shouldn't be angry, they should learn from the Chinese, because they work hard and they unite. Yes. Whenever a Chinese go to another country, even if he doesn't know someone, if the Chinese know them, they take care of him. Also probably lend him money and show him how to work and help him to establish himself in that country. That's why everywhere the Chinese community is very strong. Strong and prosperous. Chinese people are very hospitable, very hard-working. There are many jokes with the Chinese people. And wherever they smoke, they're Chinese. Because actually, anywhere the Chinese can live, that's what it means. Doesn't mean the Chinese invading everywhere, but in any circumstance, the Chinese can survive. And they can prosper. Because they work very hard. And some people, Chinese, go to Costa Rica or, you know, South American country, and they work very hard. No wonder they succeed, have a financial security. Saturday, Sunday, holiday, any day, open. Yeah, other people, Sunday, Saturday, closed. Friday, closed. Half day, maybe. Saturday, closed. And Sunday, closed. And Monday, maybe holiday, closed again. Tuesday, another day, closed. Or mañana, closed. And of course, you know, God bless us. But God doesn't bless laziness, you know, and irresolution. The Chinese people are resolute people. That's why everywhere they go, they're successful. And they're also very diligent, you know. They don't earn their money for nothing. They really work hard and they know the tricks of business. The most clever trick is hard working. Sunday, Saturday, holiday, rainy day, Sunday day, no problem. All open. In Taiwan, if you have money, you can buy anything. You can tell them to work all day, all night. No problem. The customer comes first. Even Taiwan's already very, very rich country, you know, prosperous country. The 13th financial business country, the 13th in the world. And it's so small an island. Even then, they still work hard. It's their nature to work hard, to serve the customer, not because of money only, you know what I mean? It's their nature. They're very hospitable. They like to help. And they like to work. Without work, they feel bored. They work very hard. So even if they already have money, but Sunday, Saturday, or even in the night, you know, they will open for you. Sometimes, like in Neoli, the disciples plant trees overnight. And the plant trees, like the Singapore people, huh? Big tree, huh? One night, and then become a jungle, huh? We do that also. Well, because these big trees, you know, our disciples, to go and dig themselves. And then even that, the owner just let him do it all night, sometimes help them also. And the crane pick up the trees and plant it in the big hole. They also work all night with us. That doesn't mean they need money. They just do it. Maybe just have it, hard working, and appreciate their intelligence, their hands, their feet, because they make use of their brain, their body. Therefore, they get more clever, and therefore they get more successful in business. That is the secret. We don't tell the Chinese. Don't tell the Chinese that I tell you.
师父觉得观想是否比观音低层次呢？每一个人要学不一样的方法啊。即使我跟你讲观想是比观音低，那有一些人还是喜欢观想啊，就让他们观嘛。有一些人喜欢在家睡觉，老做白日梦，就是说我有很多钱。我会盖一个很大的房子，然后我会娶一个很漂亮的太太，然后我送两三个可爱的小叶菜。他刚好讲完，有的替他就那个家具啊，都把它倒在一起就破掉了。做白日梦这样子嘛，我们就可以在那边做白日梦，幻想这样。那有钱的人他不用啊。啊，他就马上盖房子，他不用在那边想啊，他就要娶太太的有钱，他就可以去娶了，就不用在那边想那么多了。就我们就是不用想了，我喜欢几颗，啊有了就有了，没有就不要，就白日梦很累啊。哎，有些人这样。啊，这边幻想，这边有佛，这边有光，也很好玩啊。如果我们自己看到，直接看到有光有佛，不是比较不累吗？就这样子随你的。你如果懒惰的话，更容易急，修不了法。如果你就辛苦，喜欢想象的东西，那你自己决定了哈，不用说哪一个对哪一个高了，大家玩不同的。
They asked me if the visualization method of meditation.Would I say it is lower than the Guanyin method? So I said to them, well, it doesn't matter whether I say it's lower or higher. Some people still like to go to practice the visualization method and let it be. Just like some people, they like to daydream, you know, and they sit there in their sofa on their bed and say, well, I will have a lot of money. And then I will build a big house. And then I will have a beautiful wife. And then my wife will, you know, bear a few little...little beautiful karma for me. Thing like that. But then he just daydream about it. And we people,
those who practice Guanyin method, we don't like to daydream, we don't like to imagine things. We just like to have it now, or we don't have it. So this is the choice of different person. If you want to daydream, then you can choose visualization. And if you want to have it now without too much, you know, thinking about it, and then you can...Join us, yes? To sit there and visualize that you have light in here and you have the Buddha on there, that's also fun. But to have it right now, see it right now,
For us it's better. Save a lot of work. Right? So I say it's up to you. It's your choice. Huh? No need to say lower or higher. Okay?
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your gracious company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a harmonious and blessed week.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.